reminder, this conference is being recorded Thursday, November 15th, 2007. We would now like to turn the call over to Matt Ginter, 3M's Vice President of Investor Relations and Financial Planning and Analysis.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for joining us. We're hosting a short call this morning to explain our acquisition of Arrow, a global leader in the personal protective equipment market. This acquisition is a natural fit for our safety, security, and protection services business. With me today are George Buckley, our Chairman and CEO, Pat Campbell, Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer, and Jean Lobet, Executive Vice President of our Safety, Security, and Protection business. Our opening comments will be accompanied by a series of PowerPoint charts, which you'll find posted on our IR website. We'll also have time to address your questions today. The presentation and associated audio replay will be posted on our website shortly after the conclusion of today's call. As an aside, please mark your calendars as we will be hosting a short meeting on December 12th in New York City to detail our business outlook for the upcoming 2008 fiscal year. An invitation will be sent shortly, but for now, count on approximately 9 a.m. to noon on December 12th at the Grand Hyatt in Midtown. We will also webcast this meeting as well. So if you turn to slide two, just want to mention that before we begin, we'll take a moment to review our forward-looking statement. During today's conference call, we'll make certain predictive statements that reflect our current views and estimates about our future performance and financial results. These statements are based on certain assumptions and expectations of future events that are subject to risks and uncertainties. Item 1A of our most recent Forms 10-K and 10-Q lists some of the most important risk factors that could cause actual results to differ from our predictions. So with that, please turn to slide 3, and I will turn the program over to Jean Lobet.
Thank you, Matt, and good morning. My name is Jean Lobet, Executive Vice President of 3M Safety, Security, Protection Services business. I am very excited to share the great news of 3M's acquisition of Aero, a global leader in the personal protective equipment market. I will explain today how Aero is a great strategic fit for our business, and then Pat Campbell will review the financial details of the transaction. For those of you who attended our October 9th investor meeting, you may recall that I shared with you our dream. It is to transform our business into a $10 billion global leader in the safety, security, and protection markets. In fact, I use this same chart. Our market-driven organization is comprised of five divisions: occupational health and environmental safety, building and commercial services, security market, industrial minerals, and corrosion protection, along with two emerging business opportunities, namely our track and trace and mining initiative. The above chart depicts the footprint of our business portfolio with respect to how broadly we serve our major customer groups, along with the primary segments of the safety market. For a few years now, we have been expanding our footprint across a broader group of customers and driving our product and technologies across the entire spectrum of the safety market, that is people, processes, and high-value assets. These are highly attractive markets, and our growth over the past few years has been outstanding, driven by a combination of organic and acquired growth. In fact, the five deals listed on this chart have been very highly successful for 3M. They have met their aggregate financial expectations and, importantly, they are enhancing the overall growth rate for the business. So we have built a credible track record of choosing and integrating acquisitions in safety, security, and protection services. By far, the largest of these divisions is our Occupational Health and Environmental Safety Division, which is a global leader in respiratory protection solutions for industrial, consumer, and government applications. For some time now, we have been actively seeking the right acquisition to complement our leading respiratory position and broaden our personal safety product portfolio. Aero is that acquisition. It will enable us to efficiently expand sales and deliver a much broader range of safety solutions to our global customer base. Please turn to slide number 4. Our present market share in the personal safety space is quite strong in some areas, but just developing in others. We have built a clear number one position in both respiratory protection and in the visibility and protective clothing space over the past several years. They are truly great 3M businesses. At the same time, we have been hard at work building our capabilities in hearing protection, head, eye, and face, all of which are sizable markets growing at about 6% per annum. While we have some limited products offering here, it has been a challenge to build significant share based solely on internal product development. So we have been weighing our strategic options. It is obvious to us that building a broader leadership position in this space will require a combination of organic growth and acquisitions. And lastly, in the hand, foot, and body protection segment, it is important that we offer solutions for our customers. However, generally speaking, these products are really relatively low-tech. Our best solution here will be to outsource the manufacturing of this product, depending on local customer needs. It is the job of every 3M international subsidiary leader to assess local market needs and build their business accordingly. We believe this capability separates 3M from the rest of the pack. So please turn to slide number 5. Here, you can see that Aero will be a critical factor that will enable us execute our personal protection market strategy. Aero is a global leader in the development and manufacture of technologically advanced hearing protection devices, communication headsets, non-prescription and prescription safety eyewear, face shields, reusable and disposable respirators, fall protection equipment, and head protection. Aero products complement and will significantly broaden our core personal protection business by adding hearing protection as well as eyewear and fall protection product lines to our existing full line of respiratory and visibility protection products. The acquisition provides us with a broader platform to accelerate growth and will enable us to provide more complete personal protection solutions to our industrial, military, and construction customers, and to our retail accounts. After acquiring Aero, 3M will have a number one or number two market share in 4 of 6 personal safety segments, all of which are growing nicely, and a rapidly expanding market share in a fifth-growing segment, namely fall protection. 3M will be the standard in personal safety solutions. Please turn to slide 6 for a more in-depth discussion of Aero product portfolio. Aero operates in 3 primary business segments: safety products, safety protection eyewear, and specialty composites. The safety products segment manufactures hearing protection, communication headsets, non-prescription eyewear, face shield, head protection, reusable and disposable respirators, fall protection equipment, along with other safety equipment. These products are sold under the EO Safety, EAR, Peltor, and Safeways brand names. The hearing protection category includes passive hearing protection as well as communication headset with hearing protection. The combination of these two categories accounted for 51% of Aero sales in their September 2007 fiscal year end. Passive hearing protection products are used in work environments where high noise levels could lead to hearing loss. The passive hearing protection product consists of disposable and reusable earplugs and passive earmuffs. Aero passive hearing solutions have a strong position in both the industrial and construction markets. In active communication headsets with hearing protection, Aero offers a rapidly growing full line of high-tech hearing and communication headset solutions. These headsets are technologically advanced and offer a variety of communication solutions while ensuring hearing protection. In general, these products are equipped with noise reduction features that are integrated into a variety of technologies like FM radio, two-way radio, Bluetooth, and duplex wireless communication to permit the user to engage in a broad array of activities while receiving effective hearing protection. This product primarily serves the military, law enforcement, industrial, fire safety, and recreational markets. Aero has outstanding technology in the hearing protection area. They are a leader in integrating the science of hearing protection with active noise reduction, wireless communications, and digital signal processing. They have a substantial patent portfolio, a large fraction of which is hearing related. Aero has invested to establish advanced lab facilities, including an advanced acoustics laboratory in Indiana, which is one of the only few certified commercial labs in hearing protection in the U.S. Importantly, all of these are new complementary capabilities for 3M. The eye, face, and head protection category include both non-prescription and prescription eye protection, as well as face and head protection products. In fact, Aero was a pioneer in this space when they introduced the first safety eyewear to industry many years ago. Non-prescription eye protection is used in work environments where a number of hazards present a danger to the eyes, including dust, flying particles, metal fragments, chemicals, extreme glare, and optical radiation. The basic category of eyewear protection products are non-prescription eyewear and goggles. Face and head protection products such as face shields and a broad line of protective headgear are used in work environments where a number of hazards present a danger to the face and head. Safety protection eyewear products, sold under the AO Safety brand name, manufactures and sells products designed to protect the eyes of workers who encounter the typical hazards of industrial and other work environments, but also require prescription lenses. These products are sold into a wide range of end markets, such as utilities, transportation, industrial manufacturing, and government. Overall, the combined non-prescription and prescription eye protection business, along with face and head protection products, comprises 23% of Aero revenues. The respiratory protection product category represents 7% of Aero revenues. This segment includes disposable and cartridge-equipped products used to protect against the harmful effects of contamination and pollution caused by dust, gas, fumes, sprays, and other airborne contaminants. These products are a nice complement to our global leadership position in disposable respirators. Aero has also developed an important and emerging fall protection business, whose products include equipment used to protect workers that work far above ground. These products are sold primarily into the construction, industrial, and consumer markets. They are designed to not only protect a worker if a fall occurs, but also to maximum comfort, maneuverability, and ergonomic safety while in use. And finally, 15% of Aero's revenue is in specialty composite, where they manufacture a broad line of energy-absorbing composites that are used in other manufacturers' products to control noise, vibration, and shock. The underlying technologies in this business are similar to those in the hearing protection business, so it's a natural adjacency. These materials are used in applications such as noise and vibration damping for precision electronics, noise reduction in aircraft, thermal insulation, and damping for heavy-duty trucks, and vibration and noise control for industrial products. We see a huge opportunity to grow the specialty composites business via leveraging our industrial business, which coincidentally sells through many of the same channels as Aero, including automotive and aerospace. All in all, Aero has built an impressive portfolio of personal safety solutions in a number of fast-growing markets. As you can see on the chart number 7, our occupational health and environmental safety business has a well-balanced mix of sales across all regions of the globe, while Aero sales are mainly in the U.S. and European regions. Thanks to the size of our OH&ES business, and thanks to our global reach platform, on a worldwide basis, we have 3 times the number of sales reps than Aero. These 2 pie charts illustrate how we can leverage our sales and marketing platform in Latin America and Asia-Pacific for Aero products. Please turn to the slide number 8. This slide shows the Aero market position by product category across all geographies. Today, Aero is very strong across most of their business portfolio in North America and Europe. These 2 regions comprise approximately 90% of Aero's revenue base. Because they have been so focused on North America and Europe, with great success, I might add, there remains an immense opportunity to expand sales in Latin America and Asia-Pacific. Slide number 9 illustrates what we believe Aero's capability can be after leveraging our existing global subsidiary infrastructure. This is a core strength of 3M Company. We will instantly broaden Aero's presence across the globe. Our global brand position, along with hundreds of experienced sales representative in our occupational health and environmental safety business, will immediately drive sales of Aero products everywhere, but particularly in developing markets where Aero just has not participated relative to the size of the opportunity. For example, Aero today has less than 15 sales reps covering the whole of Asia-Pacific and Latin America. And not surprisingly, those 2 regions make up only 9% of total revenues. In contrast, 3M has over 200 sales reps covering those regions. And sales to the combined Asia-Pacific and Latin American regions are 33% of our total. So Aero and 3M share common customers as well, and after a requisite training period, after the deal closes, we can envision both companies immediately cross-selling the other products. In the U.S. and European regions, we will likely combine our sales and marketing efforts, as we both have very strong distribution presence in these 2 regions. Before I turn the microphone over to Pat, allow me to briefly summarize on slide number 10. Take a look at the left side of the chart. While we certainly have had success with our existing personal safety portfolio, you can see it has been heavily weighted toward respiratory protection, with a relatively small contribution from visibility protection, hearing protection, and head, eye, and face protection. To round out the existing portfolio, the other category is made up of gas detection and insulation solutions. The combination of 3M and Aero significantly broadens our global portfolio and technology position. The business will enjoy leadership positions in respiratory protection, visibility and protective clothing, hearing protection, and head, eye, and face protection. It establishes an emerging position in fall protection and specialty composites, which we are very excited about. The leadership teams of both companies are highly energized, and we look forward to working together to expand what is the premier global franchise in the personal protective equipment. I thank you for listening today and for your interest in 3M. Now, I will turn the presentation over to Pat Campbell, who will go through the numbers. Please turn to the slide number 13.
Thanks, John. Let's take a look at some historical results for Aero. Note that Aero is on a September fiscal year end. The company has an excellent track record of both sales and profit growth. Sales have grown at a CAGR of over 12% over the past 4 years, or approximately 10% excluding FX. Growth has been organic rather than acquired. Sales were just over $500 million for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2007, and we anticipate growth of approximately 10% per annum over the next 5 years. In addition to Aero's outstanding growth momentum in the U.S. and Europe, we will leverage our existing international distribution footprint to maximize Aero sales in developing markets, notably Asia-Pacific and Latin America. In addition, both companies have a long legacy of success in developing new products to fuel growth. The combination of Aero's new product engine and 3M's world-class technology capabilities should be an absolute home run. Our preliminary discussions on this topic have been very encouraging, and now that the deal has been announced, technical teams on both sides of the transaction are eager to begin the knowledge sharing that will spawn the next family of new products for these growing segments. EBITDA has grown at a 17% clip over the same period, including a steady stream of investments to drive future growth. Recent examples include a sizable manufacturing facility for fall protection products, a new R&D facility in China, and an acoustic test lab in the U.S. for composite materials. The business has adequate capacity for the next few years and is poised to drive growth without sacrificing returns. 2007 adjusted EBITDA was $107 million. EBITDA has been adjusted here for non-recurring management fees and acquisition-related costs. EBITDA is expected to increase nearly 15% per annum for the next 5 years. Please turn to slide 12. We plan to operate Aero as a standalone entity, headquartered in Indianapolis, Indiana, reporting up through the Occupational Health and Environmental Safety Division within John's Safety, Security, and Protection Services business. As John discussed, we see huge opportunities to leverage our global subsidiary network, particularly in Asia-Pacific, Central and East Europe, Latin America, and Russia, to drive Aero's leading hearing and head, face, and eye protection solutions in these markets. We have conservatively identified an approximate 1% reduction of the combined 3M Aero cost base through a combination of some redundant structure and corporate administrative functions, along with leveraging our global sourcing organization and driving Lean Six Sigma to streamline Aero's manufacturing capabilities. On the technology front, we see tremendous new product opportunities in the full face and head protection category, where we can combine our leadership position in respiratory protection with their leadership in hearing and communication technologies. Secondly, the combination of Arrow's acoustic and vibration absorption products, along with our ThinSlit brand insulation, will enable advanced solutions in the aerospace, truck, and consumer electronic applications for noise, vibration, and shock resistance. And finally, on the regulatory front, the combined business will be the global leader in bringing new technologies and solutions into the respiratory, hearing, and head, eye, and face markets. Please turn to slide number 13, where I will outline the important terms of the deal. The total acquisition purchase price is $1.2 billion. The forward 12-month sales and EBITDA multiples are 2.1 times sales and 9.8 times EBITDA. These multiples are in line with similar deals in this space and are supported by the sales and cost synergies we have identified working with the Arrow team over the past few months. Arrow has an outstanding track record of sales and EBITDA growth, excellent market positions in the personal protection equipment market, particularly in the hearing and head, eye, and face categories, along with a solid, sustainable business model. We have worked closely with the Arrow management team and have identified significant technology, cost, and revenue synergies that we feel will create tremendous value for 3M shareholders in both the short and long term. The acquisition will be financed with a combination of existing cash and other borrowings. The transaction will be subject to regulatory approvals, and we expect to close in the first quarter of 2008. We expect this acquisition to be neutral to earnings in 2008, including one-time transaction-related costs, which are expected to total approximately 3 cents per share during the first half of 2008. In summary, we believe that this is an outstanding strategic acquisition positioned in an outstanding growth market, and it fits perfectly with our core safety portfolio. Arrow is a very high-quality company, and this is a financially sound transaction that will create value for our shareholders. Before we start the Q&A, I'd like to quickly recap the acquisition on slide 14. The combination of Arrow's hearing protection and vision protection with 3M's respiratory protection business makes us a clear global leader in personal protective equipment products across many industries, including industrial, transportation, construction, and consumer markets. The acquisition expands our product and technology platform or portfolio to drive fast growth in the safety market. Our global infrastructure will accelerate the penetration of Arrow's products into Asia Pacific, Central East Europe, Latin America, and Russia, where there's strong demand for better hearing and vision protection solutions. And finally, we see the opportunity to improve Arrow's cost position through several cost synergies as previously discussed. With that, we'll now open it for questions.
At this time, I would like to remind everyone, in order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press star, then the number two. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before entering your request. Please limit your participation to one question and one follow-up. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Our first question comes from David Begleiter with Deutsche Bank. Please proceed with your question.
Morning.
Morning, David.
Pat, how are you?
Good.
Pat, Arrow grew 10% historically, but you're not projecting any increase in their top-line growth rate despite your much greater global infrastructure. Why is that?
I guess I could say, Dave, we're probably conservative. Our expectations are to, you know, really accelerate their growth beyond what they've done, but as we've modeled it, you know, that's how we've valued the business.
And, Pat, by keeping it as a standalone entity, do you limit some of the potential for sales synergies, i.e. duplicative salespeople calling on the same account, et cetera?
No, we don't, Dave. And we will, you know, develop plans across our sales organizations where, you know, both sides can sell each other's products.
Dave, this is George. This is a normal approach for us. Even though we keep them as separate legal entities, we often leverage each other's sales forces. This is classic 3M in many of these kind of acquisitions that we've done in the past.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Our next question comes from Steve Tusa with J.P. Morgan.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Just a couple quick questions. The EBIT margin here, is that roughly 18%, 17-18%?
I think that's what's on the chart.
That's EBITDA, isn't it?
I'm sorry, EBIT's about 2 points, two points below that.
Okay, so basically, if I'm kind of looking out over the next couple of years, you have the $30 million in costs that'll roll out after 08. You're going to get the $20 million in synergies, and if you do that EBIT margin on kind of a 10% revenue growth rate. For 09, should we think about kind of somewhere in the 5 to 10 cent range of accretion, if I'm doing the math correct?
I think that'd be a fair assumption, Steve.
Okay, great. And then the last question, which is kind of unrelated, and I didn't catch the beginning of the call, but I don't tend to pay a lot of attention to competitor conferences, but there were some comments made that were a bit controversial surrounding 08 at the conference, whether it was around the D&G comments you made on the third quarter. Could you just maybe clarify what you were saying there? And I understand you guys are having an outlook call in the second week of December. Is there any reason why you're changing your course of action with regards to giving 08 guidance as opposed to waiting for the first quarter to give that?
No, matter of fact, Steve, I guess it'd be hard to kind of anticipate what you're kind of anticipating or hearing. But to talk about the December, actually, what we think this is a good step forward for you, okay, relative to giving you some early look at our 08 guidance as compared to waiting till to January.
Okay, so there will be a call in early December.
We're actually going to have a meeting. I think you missed Mitch,
yeah.
Matt Sandro. We're going to have a meeting in New York on December 12th.
December 12th in the morning. There'll be an invitation going out shortly, and we'll have registration on the website up within a couple of days.
Okay, so there's no specific reason. This is just kind of a change in action with regards to getting ahead of the curve and giving us some more visibility on 08 before the first quarter conference call.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay, and then just clarifying what you're saying is there was nothing new from your recent conference appearance versus what you guys had talked about on the third quarter conference call?
No, nothing that was intentional.
Okay, great, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Your next question comes from John Inch with Merrill Lynch.
Thank you, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I also missed the first part of the call. I apologize. I had read something that this company was taken private at $765 million last year, and you're paying $1.2 billion. Is that firstly, the $765 may not be right, but if that's the number, can you just explain again why would there be such a big step up in a year? Like what ultimately had this private equity company done to this company to make it that much more valuable?
John, I'm not going to speak to what they paid. What we looked at, of course, is where that business is performing and where what it can do going forward. It's kind of easy to look back, but we're kind of looking forward as to where the business is and what the valuation in this space is. But your facts are correct.
Okay,
John. I think they just let me interject something. I think they bought this company about 2 years ago, and the EBITDA. And if you look on slide 11, the EBITDA has improved by about 25 million since that time. And some of the sort of the general sort of fear and liabilities have sort of eroded since that time. So certainly on a standalone basis, John, this is very much within the range of a fair purchase price of this business. So performance has improved and liabilities are a little bit lower.
Okay, no, that's fine. George, the fact that you're doing a much bigger deal, is this any way some kind of a signal that you were perhaps a little bit more concerned about the trajectory or the capacity of 3M to hit your double-digit bottom-line targets and the top-line targets that you had articulated before? Is this just, how should we think about that?
It's more of the same, John. We've been looking at assets like this for quite some time, and we as a general rule, I think you've seen it in our performance, John. We've been very circumspect about the size of deals that we should do. So we think this kind of stuff is done very sparingly. This one we studied very, very long, very, very hard, and it looks just an absolute slam dunk for us, right sort of in a sort of close near adjacency. So we're very encouraged by what we see with this particular transaction.
Are there other things, George, in the pipeline that you feel equally as positive on without commenting specifically about any specific transaction?
Yes, but they would probably be smaller, John. I don't think you should expect to see this as any kind of a sort of emerging pattern. You know, these sorts of things will be silver bullets that we do from time to time, but as a general rule, we don't see any need to stray from our philosophy of small and regular, shall we say.
One more quick one for me, George. You know that the double-digit bottom line, the 22 to 23%, and then Pat's recent, recent comments at that recent investor conference. I think some people may be sort of unclear. Do you think these numbers are sort of averaged over the cycle, or do you think you can kind of hit these financial milestones every year? I don't want to preempt your forward-looking comments later in December, but again, I think there's a bit of confusion around sort of, do you think you can do double-digit average over the cycle, or and the 22 to 23% each year, or I mean, how should we think about the year versus the cycle?
Well, I think, John, that there's nothing in our planning that suggests that we should see big contractions in margins. You know, on a quarter by quarter basis, and perhaps even on a year by year basis, as you add and subtract various things, you know, like taking out pharma, maybe adding this one, you'll see some incremental movements up or down as you blend these businesses together. But there's nothing that we see in our planning that would suggest that we would see sort of erosion of margins, even significant erosion of margins, even in a downturn. So we're still committed to the things that we've said to investors in the past. I mean, you're always, as you well know, John, you're always going to see ebbs and flows in businesses. In any company the size of 3M, with more or less 40 operating divisions, you're going to see some advancing in a particular year, or maybe a group advancing in a particular, and one or two retarding. And by the way, then it becomes a different group the following year. That's just the nature of the beast, John. And I think we've got to be careful that we don't overplay the fact that here and there you see some things pulling back as other things advance. So all in all, blended comment would be, I think we can maintain those margins within a sort of relatively tight band over the cycle.
I think that's a lot more reassuring than what some people had been interpreting before. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thanks, and we hope this is good.
At this time, there are no further questions.
Okay. I just want to thank everybody for joining us on short notice today, and we look forward to seeing many of you on December 12th. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference call for today.